Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for listening. Happy hump day.
Hump day.
Big Brother's on tonight. And haters, don't worry. It's over 1 week from today. And then... I mean, I guess we'll probably talk about it on Thursday. Yeah, probably.
I finished that last night, the episode from whatever that was, Sunday night.
Oh, you Monday night.
Whatever. Finished it. I put it on after the baseball game and was like, all right.
Yeah, should get good after this week. You know, the last episode should be good.
I don't know what's
watch the whole season.
Here.
Yeah, it's fine. I don't know. Anyway, Cody's going to win. It's obvious.
He is. You've decided.
I think so. Unless somebody just really decides to make a move, which no one's going to, because that hasn't... Why would they start now?
I really liked in the episode, if I can for 1 second. It's clear they're bored. It's clear they're trying to find things to talk about. Mm. I really liked the exchange between Christmas and Cody as he was like, okay, you want me to ask you and you're not picking up that I don't want to talk to you right now, so I'll ask. Yeah. And then he does, and you just, oh, that's so funny.
Right.
And then
doing a dance that she doesn't remember, clearly.
But also wanted to talk about.
Right.
But I like that Enzo said, so what are you insecure about? And Cody goes, my nose, and... And so starts laughing at him.
Which I think he was saying, you know, how could that guy be insecure about anything on his face? Like, his face is his, of all the things he's got going for him, that's one of the best things, right?
He's a good-looking kid, yeah.
He's a great-looking guy, but it was so funny.
That's the reaction.
When someone says, what's your insecurity? You tell them, and then they fall on the ground laughing.
Yeah.
It doesn't help you.
That's I just found that very funny. Even, you know, I don't know that they really expected that to be as funny as it was, but it was.
Yeah.
I don't think Enzo knew what he did there, but it was great.
Yeah. Well, Enzo is, you know, not the sharpest tool.
Right. Anyway, sorry.
It seems like a nice guy. You know, I don't know. I don't hate Enzo the way I hate some of the people on that show. He seems, you know, meow, meow. Whatever.
He's a Jersey guy.
He is. Yep. I find his perspective on things to be very interesting at times. I'm like, okay, all right, fine. That's you. Keep on keeping on, Enzo. Which, by the way, his actual name is Vincenzo.
Yeah, I didn't realize that.
I didn't either. Like, I never knew that Enzo was a shortened version of that. We could start calling you Enzo. I mean, I know you're a Vincent, but
yeah,
you know, Vincenzo. You're my little meow meow. Maybe that's why I like him so much. Okay. I got a little Enzo. I got a little meow meow too.
I don't know. I'm not sure. You.
I know. Is that a derogatory?
I'm not sure
what the whole meow meow thing is. Whatever. Hey, guys. Celebrity Trash brought to you by the radio.com app. Get the radio.com app. You can catch new episodes of the Johnny Mosley podcast. Uh-huh. There's a new one dropping today. It's a funny. It's a really good one. It's very funny. And also on Johnny Mosley Pod on Instagram, he does these weekly workouts. And this week, he shows you how to make push-ups even harder. Like, I don't know why they have to be any harder, but he makes them harder. And, you know, you got a sandbag.
Could that be not stopping?
No, it's not. Not so. He stops pretty quickly. He gets winded fast. It's weird. You know, BMI. we talk about BMI on there too. But he puts like a whole sandbag on his ass. I'm like,
oh, all right.
That
oh,
doesn't so seem. Weighted. Yeah, and he's got all these different ways. It's just, you know, they're fun because I don't have to do them. I just sit down and I film him doing some workout thing, and he tries to talk while he's doing it.
Yeah, that's the hardest part.
It's so funny because there's one where he's jumping on and off this box, and he's talking to me the whole, you know, telling what he's doing and how to hold yourself and stuff. I'm like thinking in my head, that is quite impressive. Like, he's fully exerting and talking calmly.
Yeah.
And then afterward, and I caught a little of it. I mean, I turn it off because I don't want it to look like the guy's completely out of shape or anything. But man, is he heaving afterward. I'm like,
he's
wow.
He's not out of shape. Those exercises are difficult. Like,
yeah,
know.
Well, it's even more difficult when you're talking during them and not like regulating your breath. Sure, sure. Extreme. Oh. So anyway, new episode of Johnny Mosley.
This episode, I'm actually leaving in the tail end where we didn't think we were going to leave that part in, but we were just talking. And you and John are just, you guys have filthy mouths. I was like, you know, I should bleep some of that stuff.
Oh, you should. You got to bleep it. Does it?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I did bleep it because I realized how many F-bombs you guys dropped. I was like, whoa, this is not family friendly. This is not the Johnny Mosley type of
so you bleeped them.
Content that we're used to.
What were we talking about?
BMI, just the episode itself. Like, oh, good show. And then, you know, holy da 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 about this, how we all kind of feel fat. And,
yeah.
You know.
Well, listen, people, check it out. I think it was a pretty long one, too, actually. Like an hour, 45 minutes.
I forget.
Anyway. Celebrity Trash. Let's do this thing. So a lot of people in isolation have not seen their people for a while. But for the most part, if you're, you know, if you're engaged to someone or you live with someone, you're with them. You're stuck with them.
You're seeing them way too much, right?
Way too much, right. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how this will all work. This is the actual exact opposite of this. Courtney Cox, Monica from Friends. Mm-hmm. He returned to the UK.
Who's he?
Her fiance. Sorry. I should probably start with that. So she has a fiance.
Okay. Like Courtney Cox.
The guy she's engaged to. This guy's name is Johnny McDade. And they've been together for a while and they're engaged. And at some point, I guess they get married, right? She and he are together. And I guess right as the pandemic was starting or right before. What are you guys doing? What's happening?
We had to
I'm
clap
laughing at
that
Nicole.
Part.
She's
at that part.
She's getting into the song. She clearly can't.
It's like, what I miss? What
clap.
Fun thing
yeah,
happened?
Okay,
do it. Play that. Was gonna be this way.
Your job's a check. I don't know if anybody got it, but that,
they
but
get
that's
it.
Great.
And they all clapped in their cars or homes or wherever the hell they are.
No. I mean the timing. That's all.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. No,
it is probably all over the place. I'm sure
the timing does not happen. So Johnny McDade, she's, by the way, the photo they have in this story, he looks like a wax figure. Like, I don't know about this guy. He's got like these beady eyes and whatever. I'm sure he's delightful. So in March, he goes back to England and he hasn't been able to come back since. So for 200 days they're Zooming with each other and that's it. She says, basically, I've had nothing to do and no one to talk to, and I'm stuck. Although, I want to say, she posted up a video with her and Jennifer Aniston, and then Phoebe came walking in. And so, you know, she's got her friends around and everything.
Uh-huh.
But she basically was saying, I am not seeing him. I'm not seeing, you know, except on Zoom. I'm not seeing anybody. I'm learning to cook. She's... You know, he'll come home and she'll have laid out some gourmet meal for him or whatever. But that's, it might almost be for the best, right? I mean, a lot of people are breaking up because they're stuck in the house with someone they thought they loved. And they're like, oh my God, he's so the opposite of love you right now.
Yeah, I don't know. The time apart, too, could also be hurtful in that you start to go, you know what, I'm okay without that person.
Right. Look at me, like, okay, over here.
It's a trip that I don't miss him as much as I should. Huh.
Yes.
Maybe that's a bad sign.
Right. This is lovely, not having to deal.
Yeah, I don't know. I think everybody finds themselves in this year has found themselves in an uncomfortable space. It doesn't, I get it. You really are doing okay. But a lot of people find this, they're just, whatever your norm is, you're not in it and it's uncomfortable.
Right. It's like people are doing reevaluations and, you know, what's important kind of stuff. I mean, God, the depression is the thing for me. Like just being, just having that unease feeling.
Mm-hmm.
The people I'm with, I'm fine with, which isn't, I know is not the case for everybody. And I don't have little kids, so that's not a problem. It's more like just it's like coming up against a wall. You forget about everything and, oh, I'm going to go do this. And no, you're not.
Right.
So a lot of people struggling with mental health and struggling with relationships and,
I'm worried as this drags on, I actually have to be very careful about where my headspace is and make moves, you know, because of that. But I worry with the winter coming on, you know, there's already seasonal depression that will be,
yes,
you know, on top of the COVID depression, mm-hmm, on top of whatever you relate, you know, this could be a rough winter. So I hope that's not
right.
The case. But if you find yourself dealing with that, ask for help.
Yeah, please call the studio.
Not us, you dingbat. No,
she's got, Nicole has a list of things right there.
Okay.
There's all kinds of hotlines and stuff. Sing that song to yourself and you'll know, you know.
All right.
It is true, though. Even here in California, like, we actually have it better than most places because most of the year you can go outside. Mm-hmm. You can, you know, you're not trapped in your cabin under 12 feet of snow. Like, you're just, I really feel for someone who's, you know, in a flyover state with just socked in and depressed. Anyway, Courtney, this back to this original story, which is Courtney Cox hasn't seen her fiance in going on 200 days here. So good or bad, I'm not sure. Nicolas Cage. I found this to be, you will like the story because Marilyn Manson is the person who did the interview with him.
Best. I was just listening to her record yesterday, mm-hmm, the new record. It's one of the records I listened to while I was sitting there and on my butt waiting for my windshield to get fixed.
So Nick Cage and Marilyn Manson sat down to do an interview for Interview Magazine. And actually, they're sort of famous for that, like having a star interview another star. Like, okay, what will the take be on that? We know that Nicolas Cage is kind of a weird dude and he's made some super questionable purchases and he does 5 movies a year because he's got to support that lifestyle somehow. And most of his movies, I'm not going to go. I think he's great. I don't mean to disparage him in any way, but some of his choices are, you know, really that?
I think he admitted that he had to do a bunch of movies to get himself dug out of a hole.
Solvent, right.
Right.
So, and he's blown so much money over the years that it doesn't seem like he's the guy who should live in Vegas. But he does, apparently.
Oh, he lives in Vegas?
He lives in Vegas, and he doesn't gamble. He says, and this is the story that he tells to Marilyn Manson, and I gotta say, it's a stretch to believe this, but here it is. He says that he was in the Bahamas, and he walked into a casino, and I felt like I had my mojo with me, like nothing could go wrong. My game was roulette. I went in with $200, and I didn't miss a number, so much so that even the lady spinning the wheel said, "Nothing sweeter than a repeater." In 20 minutes, I turned $200 into $20,000. So I went and found an orphanage in the Bahamas, met all the kids and the headmistress, and said, "This is for you." I put the 20 grand in her hand, walked away, and never gambled again. Because if I did, it would ruin the power of that moment. This story is true. And you can't live in Vegas if you're a gambler. I've seen it destroy people. Of all the addictions, I think it might be the worst. Anyway.
It's a nice story. Very nice. It is a
very nice story. Yeah. Maybe he doesn't live in Vegas. Maybe I misread that. You can't live in Vegas and gamble. Anyway, he's in lockdown now, as you know. He says he's trying to do the right thing and gets frustrating. But he hasn't done any movies this year. And normally he does do like 5 to 7 movies a year. Although there's still a couple months left. Like, he could crank a few out, you know.
Well, he can't make them by himself, though. So
that is true.
Have a project.
Right.
He will, though,
be doing the Joe Exotic Tiger King show. Oh. This is it's going to be his, they say it's his first regular TV show. So it's, and they, you know, I guess if it's successful, they'll do more seasons. But he's playing Joe Exotic in some upcoming Tiger King show. I don't know if I have the actual title of that show, but believe me, I'll be on top of that. Oh, yeah, he does live in Vegas. And he says he hasn't gambled in 30 years. I truly don't know if Marilyn Manson said anything interesting in that, but he was
Marilyn.
The
I've interviewed Marilyn Manson, and I think she's not only smart but very funny too. So while also gruesome looking, I enjoyed my time very much.
Well, you're a huge fan, so.
Yeah, but that also cemented my fandom. That conversation we had backstage in Philadelphia at the Electric Factory in 97?
96.
Whatever it was, that was part of the, that's part of the draw. Like, he was just perfect.
Well, and that's, you know, isn't it so nice when you like someone or you worship them or, you know, you're a fan, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And then they don't let you down, like, because it goes the other way a lot. Right. You meet someone and they're such a disappointment. Like, people say that to us all the time. Like, God, meeting you guys is such a disappointment.
The worst thing that ever happened.
Horrible.
What a bummer.
You've ruined everything. Right. So when you meet Marilyn Manson, to think that, you know, he lived up to your hopes and dreams.
I mean, we obviously, as a morning show, we were trying to have some fun in the interview, and I love the straight-faced deadpan answer that's absolutely ridiculous. It's perfect. You know what I mean?
Like, it's great. I know. I wish we had audio of that. That'd be a fun one to revisit, you know, mm-hmm. as we're delving back into old-timey stuff today. Mm.
Way back video. Wednesday today.
No, yeah. Let's not. No, you
did. You already put it up
Tuesday?
No, not yet.
Turn back Tuesday. You don't get.
Well,
it.
We got Memory Monday, Throwback Thursday, Far in the Past,
Flashback Friday.
No, that's what it is. Right?
Stop it.
It can never stop. Anyway, what's coming up in the news, Ben? I'm out of time.
I'll tell you the best inventions after these.
I love that.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.